Welcome to The Inside Story. I'm Billy Hollowell, and we are diving into the transgender discussion and debate today. I'm joined by Brandon Showalter, senior investigative reporter at The Christian Post. Brandon, how you doing today?
Hi, Billy. Doing great. So good to be with you.
So you and I have talked about this topic quite a bit in the past. It's heating up even more so now. And you, more than anybody else, you have covered this in depth for the past 5 years, this transgender debate, and in particular, the issue of children and the impact that this discussion is having on gender-confused kids. Now, you wrote an opinion piece over at The Christian Post, a reflection piece. It was titled Fox News' Shameful Promotion of Transgender Horrors. And for some context here, as we get into this, Fox News recently ran a pretty shocking segment about a transgender child and about this child's family. Can you tell us a little bit about what that segment was?
Yes, this was a daytime segment on America's Newsroom. Dana Perino was the host. Brian Yanis was the correspondent that put it on. This was just in celebration of Pride Month, introducing their viewers to a family from California who claimed to be both conservative and Christian, and they were raising a transgender-identified child, and how this child had been having these gender-distressed feelings since a very young age, I think five or even before, possibly. I don't remember exactly now. It was just really, really shameful. And I did not hold back in that op-ed that you mentioned there, because it is just so appalling to see a major network that has previously been one of the only big media organizations to scrutinize what I call one of the greatest medical scandals the world has ever seen, and sort of dress it up with nice sounding, you know, families and just appealing to people's emotions and pulling on their heartstrings to make something seem like it really isn't what it really is. Because transgenderism, I continue to say, is a medical scandal. And what they did with that segment was basically propaganda for the interests, the financial interests who would handsome profitly off of that poor child's confusion. Because when you go on drugs and these therapies or whatever, people are making a lot of money. And so I just think it's important. I thought it was important to me for me to just cut right through the manipulation. I mean, I was stewing about it all weekend, so angry, because there's enough propaganda out there for this stuff as there is. And maybe this family is indeed struggling, but my antenna went up when I saw that. And it sure seemed to me that there were some forces within Fox News that put that out there. Why, I don't know. I would have to talk to people and try to find out maybe what's going on, the internal dynamics of that newsroom. But no, I was really taken aback by the manipulation.
Well, it seemed like an overt, I don't remember Fox News celebrating Pride Month. I don't recall that. Maybe they did and I missed it. It felt like this was an installment of that celebration. The part of it that is curious is knowing the audience of Fox, knowing who that audience is, and then watching them go for the most controversial part of this, which is the children, right? A child transitioning. That was the part that seemed so bizarre to me, just from obviously the moral perspective, that's where we start as believers, but also the PR perspective. Like, what are you trying to gain by this? And so, you know, you spoke to this a little bit just now. Why is it so dangerous, this misinformation and the way that this is framed when it comes to kids? Why does this matter so deeply to you?
It matters to me because, again, it's a medical scandal, Billy. When a child is put on this pathway, they are seriously medically abused. This is one, again, it's one of the worst medical scandals the world has ever seen. I keep emphasizing that whenever I talk to people about this because of what's happening under the banner of science and, you know, medicine or whatever. Children are being told that they need to have their puberty blocked with high-powered drugs like Lupron. Then they go on cross-sex hormones, and if they stay on them, the combination of blockers and hormones will render them permanently sterile. They'll be given, the blockers also stunt bone growth, and it can lead to bone density loss. It sets them up for liver complications, kidney issues, heart disease, cancer. I mean, it's absolutely monstrous, but the media covers this up and make it seem like, well, unless you medicalize these children in this way, they're going to wind up dead by suicide. Well, that's a foul lie. So I just think it's important to cut right through all the talks about kindness and acceptance and all this and go straight to the medical harms, because again, transgenderism is a medical scandal, and most worst of all, its victims are, many of its victims are children. And so I just won't stand for it.
You know, and one of the things at the basis of all of this, you know, this question of why is this happening? Why is it blowing up? I think as believers, you know, we obviously believe in good versus evil. We understand that this is an evil when it comes to children and what is happening here. What other motives do people have, in your view, based on covering this, particularly when it comes to children? What are the motives that are making the forces at work push these issues so diligently?
There are forces obviously within the media. Think about this though. If you have a medical supply company or a pharmaceutical company and you can make lots of money because you go on these drugs, these experimental drugs as a child, you're going to need to stay on them for life. You'll be enslaved to the medical industrial complex for many years. And so you've got a lifetime customer. You've got insurance. I mean, Jesus said that the love of money is the root of all evil. Well, there's a lot of people that are out to make money off of this. And so I think we need to follow the money. On the other side of it is just, I see this, Billy, as just spiritual warfare. From a Christian perspective, I see the enemy of our souls waging war on the image of God, and he's ruthless and he hates children. It really is grotesque evil. Just to try to confuse people about who they are at a most basic level. Our bodies don't lie. They declare who we are. They convey something profoundly important about who we are. And so naturally the enemy wants to twist and distort that. But there are all sorts of kinds of forces at work that there's a cottage industry that has arisen that you can profit handsomely off of the exploitation of children in this way. Again, and if it's held out as medically necessary, which the supposed experts here are saying it is, well, what parent wants to not care for their child if they see doctors in the American Academy of Pediatrics signing off on it and saying it's great and fine? No. There are days, Billy, when I just have to keep a grip on my sanity when I see some of the emails that I get in my inbox and some of the news coverage that I see in England. Other places around the world are scrutinizing this. America and Canada are proceeding, as I say in the article, full bore, full speed ahead with all this stuff. It's brutal out there.
So let me just circle back a little bit here to Fox News, because it's interesting that they chose to air this, and yet you're watching other facets of the network. And as somebody who works in media, you know, for both of us, I think we probably have an interest in seeing some of these patterns, how they unfold, why they unfold. But you have this segment, and then you have people like Tucker Carlson and others at the network who are pushing back against all of this really fervently. What do you make of that?
Well, I make the vet that there are people of different opinions within the network, and thank God for that. But I wonder if there isn't just a lot of pressure from corporate or side of things, or the Murdochs who own it, and just what elements over there at Fox News are just trying to, you know, sort of, you know, brush those pesky social conservatives or Christian viewers away and say, we just need to, you know, be pro LGBT with everything. I don't know what the dynamics are. But Tucker does seem to see this issue very clearly. As I say in my column, sort of ripping Fox a new one, I have had parents who have called me that can't stand Fox News. They're not conservative and they don't like Tucker Carlson. But now this transgender bomb has gone off in their family and their kids are mired in this madness. And they're watching Tucker Carlson and they're watching Fox News because they're just about the only major media source in this country that's sticking up for families like theirs. And so for them to see Fox News put out this segment was just devastating. There they were trying to, you know, get some hope that maybe this media agency will be the one place that scrutinizes this and starts to talk about how this is a horrible medical scandal. And then they start waving the transgender banner flag. I mean, I got text messages, Billy, from all over. People were just like, what in the world is this? I mean, if
that was my reaction, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I was shocked and angry. And, you know, look, I'm also a free speecher, so Fox News can do what it wants to do. But I felt it was important for them to hear some pushback, because it was just a monstrously manipulative segment. And you come to expect that kind of crap from legacy media outlets, which just lie through their teeth anyway, but especially about this issue. And so I made my voice heard on that one. And I think they got the message, because several other major people, I think Megyn Kelly, the Daily Wire guys, The Blaze. I mean, I saw several people raising their voice and saying, what in the world are you thinking? This is evil. And so I think, here's hoping they got the message, but I think there are powerful forces within Fox News that are trying to go along with this madness. But I think people really need to push back if they don't want to see that kind of propaganda again.
So here's my last question for you today. Just as we're sitting here talking about this, there may be people who are listening to this who are confused on this issue. They're undecided. They don't know what to think. They're torn between the messaging seen in that segment on Fox and the messaging that tells people you need to be compassionate and caring. And they're caught between that and the reality of what is actually happening to these children who are very confused. What would you say to those people who are in that confusion themselves and are just undecided?
You have got to ask the Holy Spirit to give you discernment, because one of the most horrible things that the enemy tries to do is play on your natural, compassion and emotions and weaponize it for an evil purpose. I, of course, have compassion, Billy, for families who are struggling. It is a nightmare when your children become genuinely distressed psychologically about their bodies and their sexuality or their gender, whatever. That is an absolutely horrible thing to deal with. And I hope and pray with parents often about this and try to sometimes, point them in a direction where they can get some good help and counseling for their kids. And it's so hard, because a lot of the sort of therapists out there have been captured ideologically with this nonsense. But don't let your compassion be weaponized against you, because the transgender activists, what they do, basically their only strategy is just constant manipulation. They twist your feelings, they twist your sympathy, and try to make you support something that is, again, it's one of the worst medical scandals the world's ever seen. We are seeing what are known as detransitioners, those who have undergone these kind of chemical and surgical operations and procedures, and they're talking about the catastrophic harm that has happened to their bodies as a result of this. They've been rendered permanently sterile. They've got all kinds of monstrous medical complications going on, and it didn't help their gender distress like they were told that it would. So if anybody needs compassion, it's those poor people. But ask yourself why you'll never hear their stories on any other legacy media outlet.
Yeah, well, that is such a good word. And I appreciate you, as always, speaking out on this issue, speaking the truth, and helping people through your reporting. You have done the best reporting out of anybody in this country on this issue, and it's so appreciated. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Billy.
Everyone else, make sure you tune in next weekend for another episode of The Inside Story, brought to you by The Christian Post. You can also head over to Edify, E-D-I-F-I, download the app on iOS or Android for the best Christian podcasts. We'll see you next week.